Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gene Fries. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second, the second baseman, Casey Wise. Batting third, the left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wise settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Fries goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawler moves to third. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Landis moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Donovan moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Landis scores. Donovan moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Donovan scores. Aparicio moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Maxwell moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito strikes out. 1 out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-1 in the game. Bilko hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-2 in the game. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler bunts towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Kluszewski moves to third. Freeze moves to second. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kluszewski tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-1 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Berberet moves to second. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-2 in the game. Yost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Wise hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-2 in the game. Bilko hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 5, Tigers, 5. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bauman now pitching. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freese takes first base on ball 4. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez catches it and throws to first to double up Freese. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yost strikes out. One out. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wise hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sisler. Landis moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Steve Bilko. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez bunts towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. M. Lindbeck pinch hits for Dave Sisler. M. Lindbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindbeck takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to third. Lindbeck moves to second. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wise hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Harris now playing first base. Bob Bruce now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Tom Morgan now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Wise applying the tag. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-4 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is walked intentionally. Colavito moves to second. Norm Cash pinch hits for Chico Fernandez. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Colavito moves to third. Harris moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.